Good morning and praise the Lord, dear people of God. What a beautiful day the Lord has made, and we give Jesus all the glory. Let me encourage you from this beautiful passage of scripture from the book of Psalms, chapter 84 and verse 10. It says, "Better is one day in your courts than a thousand elsewhere. I would rather be a doorkeeper in the house of my God than dwell in the tents of the wicked." Wow. My dear brothers and sisters, Jesus attended church regularly. The Bible says in the book of Luke, chapter 4, verse 16, he went as usual to the synagogue on the Sabbath. The apostles also went to church on a regular basis. If you see in Acts chapter 2 verse 46, it says they worshipped together at the temple each day. And David loved God's house. He said, you know, a single day in your courts is better than a thousand anywhere else. I would rather be a gatekeeper in the house of my God than live the good life in the homes of the wicked. So, the question is, do you love God's house? You should, in fact, because there you will hear His word explained, find strategies for living, discover your spiritual gifts, and form relationships that will sustain you in the difficult times. Where else can you find all that? You know, there's a research done by Yale University, and they did a study confirming that people who go to church regularly are happier, healthier, and live longer than those who don't. The survey found that church attendees had lower blood pressure, less stress, and greater immunity to disease, whereas non-churchgoers in the group had a shortened lifespan, roughly equal to that of cigarette smokers. One of the interviewers asked an 80-year-old woman who happened to be running on a treadmill at the time what her secret was. She said, "When you walk with God, you have purpose, so you live longer, and you have peace with God, so you live better. Think if you could find all that in a pill. How much would you pay for it?" Right? And would anybody have to force you to take it? No. Right? So make sure you are in church on Sundays. Right? Let's pray. Father in heaven, we want to say thank you. You remind us through your word. You encourage us through your word. You give us examples and stories of yourself and of the apostles and of King David, that how they loved the house of God. The apostles gathered every day in the temple, each day, to worship you. And Father, we want to say thank you because you never fail. You never change. You are a good God, a great God, a mighty God, O Lord. You are an awesome God. I pray, give us the grace, O Father, to learn from Jesus, to learn from the apostles, to learn from David and other men and women of the Bible, that they cherished the house of God. They wanted to dwell in the house of God. They wanted to be mere gatekeepers in the house of God, because they loved your house. I pray, create that deep love in our hearts for the house of God, that, O Lord, no matter what happens, we will never neglect the house of God. I thank you and I praise you, Lord. The zeal of the house of the Lord God Almighty will consume our hearts. That's what I pray. Today, Lord, as your people step out into their jobs and to their businesses, in running the errands for the day, I release your great grace and glory to abound upon them. Bless them. Be with them, keep them from the enemy. Flourish and prosper them because they are your heritage. I pray for the ones who may be sick in our midst, O Father. Lord, I send forth your word of healing to prevail in their bodies. I rebuke every manner of sickness. Get out and enter into that body or that mind again, no more. For by the wounds of Jesus and the stripes of Jesus, we were healed and made whole. We thank you, Lord, for your promises are true. Your promises are yes and amen in Christ Jesus. And we give you the glory. We thank you and we bless you. In Jesus' most holy, mighty, and matchless name we pray. Amen and amen. God bless you, dear people of God. Have a great, big, wonderful day ahead of you. And bye for now.